Okay, so let's try to finish up Garduman, because, like I said, it's very confusing. I want to be done, at least have a basic understanding of it. So the Rambam. The Rambam, as we noted, is very complicated, because in Halacha, Dalet and Halacha Yudchet seems to be saying different things. Right? In Halacha, what's the difference? In which Halacha does he say what, Gavi?
In Dalet, he says Garduman, and in Yudchet, he says Kanei that.
Right, so it's not really clear what's going on. So there are many different explanations to explain the Rambam. So let's just lay out the problem against the Mishnah, and then we'll try to summarize the whole sugya, and then move on to the next sugya. So the Kesef Mishnah writes, V'yesh l'tmo alav, v'mashe kazev v'chinim, ose alavan v'tchev v'nisak alavan mashe, v'nisaku kol chutei alavan l'gamre, v'l'nishtayr me'im klum, me'achar sh'nishar atcheilet kasher. Right, in halacha dalet, it sounds like even if it's not Kedan Iva, as long as the Tchelet is there, if the Lavan rips, it's still Kasher, and it sounds like it's Kasher even if it goes beyond Kedan Iva. Vim kein hech katav kan shim nifsak achut meikaro afilu chut echad psula v'od imajam psula. Right, how could he write here that if one rips is possible, it doesn't go Kedan Iva? But Mashab Rabbi Ali Dali Bay Aminan, the Garden Lovan Mikait Khalid Kasher, Majraban Lo Sabrihachi. The second issue is, as we already noted from the Rush, why is he passing this halacha at all when it sounds like this halacha is only according to Rabbi? V'oh, the Khimna Bazakir the Garden Lovan Kait Khalid Kasher, Avilan Misak Nami did Khalid Lovan Makvitz of Rabbi. Once you're passing Garduman, maybe you should pass like Rabbi. Right, etc. So this is his problems, right? Is why doesn't one place does he say, right? But Odiyish l'dag l'sham v'nu mashal machsher higardim kulei lavan of l'sham v'nu klum v'hechsev shalomar kain chayvin digmar lo chshir l'shar kedani va. Right, and in halacha dalet at least he sounds like it doesn't matter if kedani va is left or not. How does that make sense? Does the Gemara say kedani va? Right, the Rambam is very complicated. So the Gezer Mishnah gives three explanations of the Rambam. Okay. First explanation. V'yesh lomar sh'rabinu pasuk k'rabbanan u'kamasha kabashta demas nisan dikzani atchilas enu ma'akev es halavan shem ein lo ela min echad ozo ozo because of shem ein lo tchilas osa lavan levado v'meila masha lavan enu ma'akev et tchilat kol shikinu sh'ari ikra mitzvah tchilat regardim lavan kai v'kai tchilat regardim tchilat v'kai lavan pasuk dikashir m'shir le'da avakav duk me'mazin la'liv de'rebi idmar l'kulei amatini hachi. So first point is he says, maybe he assumes like the Chacham. So why does he think Garduman is halacha, even according to Rebbe? So this is something that Gavi had said 2 days ago, which is, wait a second. If you hold Tchelet Ma'akev al-Lavan, so then it's a Chiddush. We hold Tchelet in Ma'akev al-Lavan. At some level, he might say, of course, right? If I don't even need it at all, right? Tchelet in Ma'akev al-Lavan, then if it rips. So Bechlal, right? That might be more Mekel. Maybe that's why he assumes that we paskin that way. Okay, that's point one. Ulenyan shir ha-garduman. So he says, but okay, that's the easy point. But how do you get to the hard point, which is, what does the Rambam think garduman means? So he says, mash b'shov rabin nafilu nishar lamin echad v'amin nishin nifsa kulo ligamrei kasher. Right? In one place, the Rambam makes it sound like if the entire color rips, so it's kasher. The Lishna, the Gemara, the Gemara, the Gardam Lovin, the Mashma, the Gardam Lovin, the Gamre. Because that's what it sounds like. When it says it rips, it sounds like it ripped off totally. When it's time, it's a clum. Vahad bin and Shir Gardam and Lavane Rabchia Koya, Heche de Gardam Kulutz, it's your Bain Chile Bain the Lavan. The Azub in Shishtar Kidani Vava, Heche lo Gardam Elamin Echot, a feeling in a clum, Kashir. So its first suggestion is, it depends. If all four strings fall off, so then what do you need? Kedan Iva. Because otherwise you have nothing. Right. If only one color falls off, then
you can have Garduman.
Then you can have even less than Aniva, which for him, Garduman and Aniva are different. Right, that is the first explanation of the Gezer Mishnah. You see the summary that we have here. Right, from the Kesef Mishnah, the English, right, that's what it is, right, that if all four strings are cut off, then you need Kedan Iva. If only one color is, so then you can even go to garduman.
Okay. First, you can hold that if the tchelet mostly can't be touched, otherwise you make it pasul. When read the first two things, it's trying to interpret the Rambam. It asks, it brings up the idea of lavan. Yeah, you can have kedei mivav. It's cut or partially cut. But when things mess with the tchelet, if the tchelet is even a little bit, even before.
Well, that's because for him, there's only one of eight. So if it like disappears, you're already dealing with the more machmer halacha, right? Because
one of eight of the.
I mean, that's in general what he thinks. Okay, that's possibility one of the Kesef Mishnah. Possibly two of the Kesef Mishnah is V'yesh l'farim in ha'chash Rabbeinu farsh hadik v'arava Yigardim lovin k'ay t'chil Yigardim t'chil v'k'ay lovin k'asher ha'inu v'nishar mehem g'deni v'adavka. Possibility two is that you just have to reread the Rambam. When it sounds like it means it was ripped all the way, it doesn't mean that. It means Kidaniva, and therefore, according to the Shita, what would you hold?
That you always say Kidaniva.
Right, you always Kidaniva, and that's just, that you just have to read one in light of the other. Now, Yossi is right in the first one, that the reason that the Talis is love, right, when all the white are cut, he thinks it's kosher because of the Tchelet, right, but that's because it's one color or the other, that's what he's saying. Okay.
Have you read Vinit Ma'ed Ad HaKnaf as being...
Correct. It's a very hard read. You're right. I was listening to a shir by someone. He just said, I just don't buy this at all as a possibility. Right? I'm Odeh. Like, this is a near impossible read in the Kesef. Conceptually, it's not hard. As a read in the Rambam, it's very, very, very difficult. Right? That's the second possibility of Kesef Mishnah. The third possibility of Kesef Mishnah, and this is the most involved, is... Maybe there are three different levels. Right, possibility one is if one color is cut off, so then the second color can even have less than Kidaniva.
If one color is cut off, then the other color can only have up to Kedaniva.
Ya'echad shimim min echad levad, feeling shtar pachot migdaniva kasher. Meaning, if only one color is ripped, that color that is ripped can be ripped past Kedaniva.
Okay, fine.
Did I make that clear? Right, if only one color is ripped and the other one's completely intact, then the one that's ripped can be ripped even beyond Kedaniva.
Okay.
Yes?
Yes.
Is that clear?
Well, it's already being ripped.
Right. If only one color is ripped, then the one which is ripped can be ripped beyond Kidaniva. Is that clear? Is that clear? Okay, good. Right? That's level one. Second case is... Adina Shini Mistigul Cholachutin Zeush Gazav Chenes Madu Chute Yatzitziot Afil Shar Me'emel Kidaniva Kasher. If all of them are ripped... So then you need Kidaniva. Adina Shlishi is Im Nifsak Hachut Meikaro Afilche Echad Psula. Is that if it's cut off, so when all are partially cut off, Kidaniva. When one string is totally cut off, totally, like gone, then Pasul. Right? If the lavan strings are only partial cut off but don't have kidaniva, it's kasher as long as the tchelet is intact. Yeah. Right? Those are the three. Okay, those are the three shita. Okay. So now we've seen, I think, all the shita. Now let's just try to conceptually summarize everything again. Okay? So let's remember, we've seen basically five main shitas, right? Or three versions of the Rambam and then the Ri and Rav and Tam, or the Rush or Rav and Tam, however. Okay? I'm going to basically follow the Rav. Rav's love this here. Okay? The Ri. The Re, let's try this one more time. Okay, we're going to summarize everything. What did the Re hold? The Re, the Rosh, what did he hold? The Garduman is only a halacha according to?
Rebbe.
Why only according to? And according to Chamim, if a string is ripped, beyond Kidaniva, it's pasul, right? Why? So why does the Rosh hold
because
this?
Because they can't save each other.
Correct. Right? So the Rosh, the Re, holds as follows. Right? If you remember that halacha. Is that the halacha of Garduman... is that one color can save the other color. According to the Rush, we'll just call it the Rush, right? That does not apply according to the Chachamim. Why doesn't it apply according to the Chachamim? Because since the Chachamim called Tchelet Ein Ma'akev Et Lovan, Lovan Ein Ma'akev Et Tchelet, so, to use the Lomdus we've seen before, that means that fundamentally, what does he think? How, what that Tzitzis is defined as? Four, 8 strings, right? 4 to 8 strings. You always need strings according to the Chachamim. And therefore, according to the Chachamim, can you ever have gardumin, meaning something which is ripped beyond kedaniva?
No.
No, because if the halacha is you need strings, then the minimum amount that can be left over for a string to be called a string is kedaniva. Right? That's how the Rush understands it. According to the Chachamim, sorry, according to Rebbe, according to the Rush, so why is it that you're allowed to rip it even beyond kedaniva?
Because they are ma'akev.
Because since Lavan and Tchelet are ma'akev zedzeh, and are integrated. And presumably he holds, the way the Rav understands it, therefore, you don't view it as 8 strings. You view it as blue and white. So the halacha is, even if a string is ripped beyond the kedaniva, so maybe it's not a string, but it's an existing color, right? And the other color can save it, right? Meaning it's about colors. And the halacha is that once they're integrated, a color can save the other. And that's why the Rosh holds that gardumin, meaning beyond the kedaniva, is only true according to the Chachamim.
So people don't, we don't say anything that if the tchelet is before day, is after kedaniva that the white can suffice for it.
So yeah,
we did the, we had one example where if the white, if the lavan is cut beyond kedaniva high up, you can rely on the, so long as
the, this is the Rush, right, who thinks that gardumin is not a halacha.
Uh-huh.
Right, I mean the halacha of gardumin, I mean beyond kedaniva potentially, is only according to Rebbe. We don't possibly Rebbe. Right, that's the Rush. Okay, 1 second. Rabbeinu Tam held that first of all, it's only on 2 strings, right? Meaning you need one whole color to
be intact.
And then once you have one whole color is intact, so the other one can be ripped. In the Rush, it sounds like kedaniva. It's not completely clear in every tradition of Rabbeinu Tam that he needs it to be kedaniva or not. Now, why does Rabbeinu Tam hold that? Right. So the Rush is pretty clear. So the way the Rav understands it as follows, right? If Rabbeinu Tam in fact agrees with the way the Rosh understands it, which is that if one color is ripped, the other one is kosher as long as kedaniva, right? So he thinks as follows, that Rabbeinu Tam holds 2 halachot. One is that you need string, and therefore you can never have a string which is beyond kedaniva. Right, that's the Rav wants to understand. That if the Rush is right within Rabbeinu Tam, namely that you can never have a string which is less than kedaniva, again, that's l'shitaso, because he thinks you need minyan hachutim. Right, you need 8 strings. Then why does he hold you need 2 complete strings?
Meaning of the same color, or...
meaning one color to be
intact,
right? So he says maybe you need 2 things. One is you need an kedaniva because there's a din of strings. But in addition, what do you need? So he has this chiddush that maybe in addition to that you need his atvus bitzitzis atzmam, and he says maybe in addition to just the number of strings, that is halacha, you need to be wrapped in like strings, right? You can say that, like, okay, if it sort of exists, it's sort of a string, but to like to really say I'm misatif in it, you can't say that unless you at least have some full strings. Alternatively, right, you could defend Rabbeinu Tam by saying, look, he needs a basic definition of string, but he also thinks that you need sort of an active definition, which means a color, but there's tzvei din, right? You need a complete color, right, so that there's something here, right? And you need, like, remnants of their strings, right? Like, the minimum number of strings is kedaniva. But to have a definition of a color, right, if you don't have a full string, it's not there. right? So in order to really have both halacha, both string, and like an active halacha, so you need the full string or something like that for a baby. Tom,
when we say full string, we're saying
full.
That side,
like the yud bay, you're right. The shear of yud bays, right?
That's implying the whole string itself, not when it's folded over. That
correct.
Way, that
I mean, the string has to be yud bay.
If you have a longer string and it gets
that's fine.
Ripped,
so that's
still above.
That's fine. Right? You have a longer string, so that's fine. I think that's right. Okay, Rabbi Yerucham, we saw, was a bit different. He only allows one string to be pasul. Okay, we're not going to get too involved in him. Now, how would you understand the Rambam? So here, so again, there are different ways of reading the Rambam, so it's hard to say that as a straight. But let's take the shita of the Rambam. Yeah, he's in
Moshe. Is there anyone else available? You busy? The yeshiva, that's why.
Right. Representative.
Yeah,
right.
Correct. Yeah.
Right.
You are?
Pleasure. We're just finishing up Gardena. But Rabbi Ginsburg told me you're coming to bring the...
Okay.
You can interrupt him. He knows
a bunch of things if I can't carry it.
Let's pause, guys. Okay, so let's go back to the Rambam. How do you understand the Rambam? So again, simply understanding the Rambam is quite complicated, and we saw a different understanding. So again, to look at the Rambam, so again, conceptually, if the Rambam just means that you always need Kedei Nivan, that's what he means, so then, again, it's very hard to read in the Rambam, but conceptually it's easy, right? Meaning he needs strings, the minimum is Kedei Nivan, kachaza, right? That's conceptually easy. If you think that the Rambam holds that if an entire string, meaning one of string of Tcheles and Lavan, right, the folded over, right, meaning the first day of the Kesem Mishnah, that if all the strings are cut off, you need Kedei Aniva, and if one string falls off, it's Pasul, so that's before it was knotted, right? That's an entire string of Tchelen and the Lavan, right? That's that. Or the third one, right? Partially cut off, you need Kedani Va. One string is totally cut off, it's Pasul. If they're only partially cut off, they have Kedani Va. It's kosher as long as the Tchelen is intact. So how do you conceptualize this? So if you look at the Rav follows the interpretation of the Rambam based on Mishkanot Yaakov. Now again, I think the basic conceptual structure of Mishkanot Yaakov will work in the third version of the Kesef Mishnah. He writes as follows. He says the case is as follows. If you make tzitzis, and then the white rips off, and the only thing that's left is a tiny little bit, right? Less than Kedei Niva. So then he says, "You're mekayim tchelet, amo mitzvah lavan vade lokim, v'kol sheish biyad alatake rei over mitzvah sevich chesam mitzvah l'daf v'rabbanah." And you should fix it, and otherwise you violate a mitzvah. V'achim itbarshin shaber divrei Rambam. D'sham ma'ir l'inyanim hein mitzvah achar shnei mitzvah la'irim u'chayav l'takei. Devade chay letaken lekayim shtehen. Rak the kamashmon da filachi kiyem mitzvah chitzer mitzvah. He's saying the Rambam and two halachos talking about completely. Right, this is the sixth explanation of the Rambam. Where we saw the Aruch HaShulchan. So his explanation is the following. This is similar in a certain sense to the Karen Ora. In halacha dalad, what he's saying is that if it rips in this way, so you're mekayim one color and not the other. With sofa regulars and din gardumin because of stam mashmon kalachutim nisa kurechad meikaru pasul. So here's the halacha, right? If it's Kedei Aniva, Sebeis and Gardumen, you're actually Yotzei. But if one of them rips all the way up, as long as the Tchelet is intact, so it's not okay, but you were Mekayim the Tchelet. He's not saying you're Mekayim the whole mitzvah, right? Like the Karen Ora, right? You're Mekayim only the Tchelet. So in halacha Yurched, he's telling you, how are you Mekayim the whole mitzvah tzitzit? In halacha dalet, he's telling you, how much of the string do you need to be left over in order to be mekayim, even a partial mitzvah, the tchelet or the lafa?
I was going
to
say, you can't, I doubt you could wear this bit yet.
Correct, but you couldn't, but you should, but you would have to fix it, in the chanami.
I mean,
correct.
You could wear it yet, but not the tchelet.
Vidyuk. So he says, how would you conceptualize that? And again, this is the Karen Oris Svara as well, in a certain sense. And in a certain sense, it's like the Rambam explanation of the Kesed Mishnah. There's similarity. So here's what he says. Okay? He says, maybe what the Rambam is saying is like this. That in order for you to be mekayim the mitzvah, you need kedei anifa. Why do you need kedei anifa? Because you need the string. But in what sense would having less than kedei anifa still make it that the tchelet is yotze? So the Rav argues, based on things that we've seen before, is that how does the Rav conceptualize tchelet? That it's what's its role? As a wrapper. And therefore he says, what is the Rambam saying? If you have less than Kedei Anifa, but there's still a tiny little bit, so then the Tchelet is still kosher. Why?
Because
it has something to wrap. No, the Tchelet wrapped around a tiny little bit, other way around. Right? Because the Tchelet wrapped around a tiny little bit. And therefore the Rambam is saying, according to the Mishnah Yaakov, and again, this works with the Karen Aura, is that to fulfill the mitzvah of tzitzis in its entirety, what do you need? Everything to have at least? Kedei anifa, because then you have the strings. But if you're asking about the colors independently, so then how much lava needs to be around for the tchelet to be kasher? Anything. Even less than kedei anifa, because you don't need a string. What do you need? Something for the blue to wrap around. And the second the blue wraps around it, so the blue is doing its function, and the mele, it's kasher. That doesn't mean that the whole tzitzis are kasher, but it means that the tchelet hasn't lost its identity. So that's how the Rav understands all the different shita, right? The re is all about string. Rabbeinu Tam, it's about string, and the way he formulates it, but you also need an active atifa, or as I would say, you need at least one identifiable color, right? In a positive sense, not just a negative, right? Meaning it's not a string, but it is a full color. You have the re within Rebbe, which is that according to Rebbe, the Tchelet, Ma'akev, and Alavan, they're integrated. Right? And therefore, you don't need a number of strings. But again, this is only within Rebbe. And therefore, according to Rebbe, you can have actual gardumin, right? Where the blue is machsher the white, or vice versa. And then you have the Rambam, the way the Mishkan of Yaakov understands it, which is for the mitzvah, and again, the Karen Ora like this, that for the mitzvah of tzitzis, you need kedei anifa. But in terms of the tchelet lavan independently, what you need is enough for it to be defined as a karech. Right? You need enough string for the blue to wrap around, and then it's going to be kasher. And so you see, like I said, gardumin is a complicated sugya, but it should be clear, right, just from what we've seen, again, it's not everything, that gardumin is integrally connected to the way we define tzitzis in general, right? A lot of the fundamental questions we've talked about in tzitzis, right? Are these strings in blue and white are superimposed? Or the colors have independent identities, right? How they work it out, according to Rebbe, according to Chachamim, etc., will play towards these questions. Okay. Before we go on to Kesher Elyon, because that's the last thing within Gardumin also, right? Remember, part of the Gardumin Sogeh is the Kesher Elyon, is where is it ripped from? But if you want, we can just do that tomorrow. I didn't give you the halacha, but do you want to take a few minutes just to read Shulchan Aruch and see how this plays out, la halacha, which we accept?
Like the Maaseh?
Yes.
Sure.
Okay, fine. So let's just do that. You have it, right? It's in the back here. Okay, so you have the Oz V'Hadar, it's in the back. You have the again, we don't, even not exhaustively, but just to look at Shulchan Aruch. So,
where?
So it is. If you have the Ezra Hadar at the back, you have a what's it called? You have like the Ein Mishpat HaShalem. Where is it exactly? It's the other letter. It's after.
It's before Ezubit Zakanim. Right before that.
Right before that?
Yeah.
Here. So yeah, there's Ein Mishpat Shalem where they just copy it out. So yeah, so it's something you'd bet. So let's just read it, right? So Shulchan Aruch says, "In Nishtuku." So you have it here. 7 you bet. Got it?
Yeah.
So Nishtuku call Chutei Knaf. Nishtair b'hem k'dei anivad call Chutei Psukim b'yachad. Kasher. Right, if all the strings are ripped, but there's left k'dei anivad, is it kasher?
Yes.
Kasher. Okay. V'imlo nishar k'dei anivad. Afil v'chut echad sh'nifsa kulo. Pasul. And if a single string rips beyond k'dei anivad, pasul. Kaman sh'kol echad kafur l'shnayim. Nifsiku shnei rashim. So therefore, how does this play out? So remember, when we say rip, we mean the whole string ripped, and every string is two sides. Mm-hmm. So what does this look like? Lehalacha. So if, since every string is doubled, if both sides rip, puzzle. Right? If one side rips, it doesn't, right? Because the string still exists. But if two sides rip...
Of the same string?
No. If two strings rip and you don't know which is which, so then... It's possible why? Because it could be the whole string is now ripped. But he says, "Ulufi masha anu noagim ledakte beis atzias atzitzis, but they simen barba rashim." But that's not how we tie tzitzis, right? We separate them so you know which side is from which. Binyan shel olam haarba rashim hemitzad echad shel akesher vaarba rashim mitzad acher mizu shnei rashim mitzad echad kasher. And therefore, in our tzitzis, if two rip on the same side, is it kasher?
Yes.
Always. Why?
Because we know that it's not a
whole string. Because we know it's not a whole string because we separate them. So if it's on the same side, we know
it's a half a string.
That there's no full string that's disappeared because it has the other half.
Yeah.
I don't right? understand why the same string would be puzzle though, if they're on the same string.
If it's one
because it, no, because it, it's totally ripped on both sides, he means like at itself. Right, if one on one, and you don't know, so it might be the whole string, right? And then you're down to three strings total.
Oh no, but if it's ripped, if it's ripped up to here.
No, not up to here. Right, but we haven't gotten here.
Oh, we're saying if
like
it's
mommy.
All the way up here.
Yeah, rip. That's why I said the last thing you have to do is Kesher Elio.
Okay.
Because remember, most Rishonim assume that the sugya of Gardumin is. So far, we've been assuming like Rove Rishonim that Gardumin is up to. Right? Kesher Elyon. Or beyond. Right? Not like Rashi. But we're going to get to Rashi, who thinks that Kesher Elyon is in general is here. So we're going to get to Rashi. But that's why the next trick is Kesher Elyon.
But if it's ripped up here, though, then why does it matter if it's on both sides or just one side? If it's ripped up here, then it's puzzle, even if it's just one, right?
No, because it's only ripped on one side, so the string isn't fully ripped to the other side. But the string still exists. Half the string exists.
But
right, meaning if only one side rips and the other half of the string exists, so it's not Gardumin because the string in its entirety is still there.
From what point?
Doesn't matter, I mean
okay,
right? So Gardumin is only when the whole string is ripped. So if half of a string is ripped, so the string is impossible, the string still exists. Right? Chelet's a bit more complicated than the Rambam's only one, but every other string.
Right, but if this string is ripped up here, it's relatively loose, so it could be on either side of that loop, right?
That's what he's saying.
It's the one thing that's split in half now.
Correct, but it's not possible if only one half rips. You need both halves, because then it still exists.
But it's, if it splits like in the middle,
it's still kosher.
But it's not one half ripping or the other half ripping. The string as a whole is ripped in half.
Right. So that's why... No, so he says, if you have two... If only one of eight is ripped, it's fine. So you know that you still have a string left.
How can you say it's only one out of eight ripped, though?
What do you mean?
If the two halves of the string...
So that's why...
They're detached.
No, so if it's two ripped, so then we're ripped the whole string. But if it's only one, then we know...
No. If it's one ripped, right? If this is the loop up here, this is the one string... And it rips up there. It's one rip. It's one tear. But it's two separate pieces that are
No, but if one is still attached to the tzitzit, so you know it's kosher. Right? I mean, if you look at your tzitzit, have seven strings.
By the months, you're saying?
Yeah, like you look at your tzitzit and you have seven. You have seven strings, so you know that there are four strings here, three full and one half. It's still fine. But if you had six, you'd have to be worried that this is just one whole string is basically falling away. Right? And then all you have left is three.
I'm so confused where we're talking about ripping. We're talking about ripping all the way up here, right?
Yeah, so.
So, then, in theory, then, all the strings are still going to be attached through these other knots. It's just not looped around the bedding. So we're talking about.
Well, that's not going to count. No, it has to be attached to the baguette. Right? We're talking about a string that's still attached to the baguette. Right? Meaning.
So we're talking about here, or we're talking about here?
We're talking about here. Right? So he says, so let's just continue reading. He says, fine. Rabbeinu Tam, lo machshir me'el b'nishtayr, shtei chutim shleim. Rabbeinu Tam holds you need two full strings, which is, I know, arba rashim, meaning four half strings. Right, you need two full strings which remain at the length of 12. Right, 12 thumbs. Az machshirim kishinisdu ashnei chutin acherim mishtayr behem kidaniva. And then it's kosher as long as the kosher is the only is the, as long as the other two remain kidaniva. Right, this is the way. Right, this is the assumption that Rabbeinu Tam holds kidaniva on two and shalim on two. Avol nisgu shalosh chutin al mishtayr behem kidaniva psule. But if three ripped, it's possible. So therefore, if three are ripped, possible. And therefore, if you're not careful to tie it, so right, so you don't know which is which. So, so once three is possible, so it's possible. Of them. So if two are ripped, machshirin k'dayaniva. Malacha k'svar rishona. Miyehecha the efshert of lachos l'svar rabbeinu tam. So he says, maker it in he paskins like the rush, right? Like the rush and the rig. That, but he wants to be machmir like rabbeinu tam.
Who?
What? Shulchan Aruch. But now, and this is, remember I mentioned this yesterday? So Schechter says, oh, well, now that we know that Gardumin base is, right, partially related to how do you conceptualize Tchelet and Lavan, so if I ask you, how many, according to the Rush, can you prove how many strings you need to be Tchelet and Lavan?
No.
No, you can't, right? His sheet is independent of that. It's about the number of strings. According to Rabbeinu Tam, the two and two, why does he conceptualize as two and two?
Because it's four.
Because he thinks you need two white. So what would you say? According to Shulchan Aruch, how many strings does he paskin need to be tchelet? We don't know. From this, we don't know. Right? But according to Rabbeinu Tam, if we paskin like Rabbeinu Tam by Gardumin, then...
need one string for the...
So then how many strings do you need to be tchelet in general?
One.
Two.
Rabbeinu Tam. Right? So why does Rishachter paskin like Rabbeinu Tam for tchelet? Because the next line, because the Ramah writes... the minog in Rabbeinu Tam. The minog Ashkenaz is to be machmir on Gardumin like Rabbeinu Tam, to only let two strings be ripped. Mm-hmm. Right? Which means that why would you hold it only two strings can be ripped? Because that's reflective of what position?
That it's also about the string.
That Tchelet is two strings. And therefore, Schechter argues, and you look at the Nosei Kalim, assume that the Minag Ashkenaz is not just L'chumra, that we actually pass Rabbeinu. This is how Schechter understands it. Again, you could quibble, and you could say maybe we're only being Machmer like Rabbeinu Tam, but really we pass like the Rush, right? Or maybe you could conceptually split them, or something like that, right? But Schechter argues that since the Ramah writes that we pass in by Gardumin like Rabbeinu Tam, and Rabbeinu Tam's sheet of Gardumin is based on
the
notion that Tchelet is two and two, so therefore he argues that's why he paskins that how many Tchelet strings you need?
Two,
which is four, right? I mean two and two.
Two full
strings of Tchelet,
yeah.
Right? Because that's because Rabbeinu Tam's particular conception of Gardumin is based on
how, what string where half is blue, half is
white. No, but, right, yes. Where the whole thing is, right, the whole tzitzis too is half blue, half white, correct, right? The he says, obviously, if you know that you've split them half and half, and you split, cut three strings, then it's vaday pasul. Why is it vaday pasul?
Because Rabbeinu Tam,
correct, because Rabbeinu Tam says that you need two full strings, and if you split them half and half, then you know that if three are ripped, then
there's three different.
Then there are three different strings that are ripped, which means there aren't two shalim. Da'az vaday nivsku shalosh chutin and nivsku zeyradim nami pasul shema shalosh chutin. Hey. And this was the other halacha we saw in the Gemara, that when we say kedaniva, what do we mean? We don't mean that you actually have to be able to tie it. What do we mean?
That theoretically
you could tie it if it was thin. Kosher, and the Rama writes it. So what's the thickness? The Rama assumes that we judge it by a mid-size thickness. Right, that's like we imagine that the string is mid-sized. Would you be able to make the knots, the slip knot, with a mid-sized string? Now, I just want to—I made this point again, but I want to reiterate it for the millionth time. Again, the fact that this is already straight from the Gemara, but the fact that we need kedaniva in theory, not in practice, what does that prove?
That we still have a string.
So remember, right, what is this about? So again, we talked about this is just classic lumdish terminology, right? Where, again, I don't usually do it, but let's do classic lumdas here, right? So classic lumdish terminology. When the Gemara's real question is, when it says kedaniva, is it a siman or is it a siba? Causation, correlation. Meaning, is kedaniva telling you that what makes it kosher is the ability to tie, or is the fact that it's long enough to make a slip knot indicative of the fact that it's significant enough? And what does the Gemara say? No uncertain terms?
Yes.
It's a siba. You don't actually have to tie it. What do you need? That you could tie it, and therefore if it's thick, what does the Gemara say? Kol shekein is kosher. Why? Because the real rule is not kedaniva. Kedaniva is a siman for min kar mitzvatayu. Is it still recognizable as a mitzvah? Right? Which tells you that this is not a siman, it's a siba. Sorry, it's not a siba, it's a siman. It's kedaniva is not the cause of it being kasher. That's indicative of the fact that when I look at this tzitzis, the string is still chashuv, it's still something significant left. And therefore, that's why we paskin, that you don't actually need to be able to tie a knot, you just need to be able to knot, had it been thin. Or according to the Rambam, middle.
But if it's thin, and if they can't make the knot...
So then it's puzzle, because it's, right, it's not significant. But if it's thick, and had it been thin, you could tie it. But now, and again, what's the lumdus, right? The Gemara says, because minkar mitzvah tayu. Right, I look at it, it's not really back at Aniva. Kedaniva is the indication that I look at the tzitzis and the string is still there. So if it's thick, right, again, logically, this shouldn't be hard to process. What's it saying? Right, it's like if I look at my shirt and you have like, you know, like these little strings that like, you know, it starts to fray. So like a little string comes out, and this is inside the pocket, right? Like this, right? So it's not significant, bachlal. Right? If I had a thin string which was a, you know, like on my sweatshirt, that was the drawstring to pull it closed, right? Even if it was thin, it would be significant as long as it's effective, right? If I had a, not a thin string, but if I was talking about like a cord, right? Even if there's a tiny little bit of a cord left, right? You look at it and you say,
it's a cord because it's still
right? It's not ripped because you know, like you can get your hand around it even if it's an inch because like, it's thick, right? That's what he's saying. He's saying if it's thin and short, right? It's already not significant. If it's thick,
and it has the potential that,
and it's right, works, it's right. Thick and short, but like it's the length that if it was thin, it could tie. So that's significant. And you look at it, and you say the string is still there, right? Maybe I can't tie it, but that's because it's so thick that like it needs an extra length. But that's fine because it's nicker. But that's how we pass it, right? Just. Again, the lumdus is pretty clear already in the Gemara. There's not much the Rama is adding, except the Shulchan Aruch is adding, except that we paskin that way, right? The Rama says the shear is shear beinoni, right? Is that we imagine it to be a middle length, a middle, not length, a middle thickness. Okay, that is the end of Gardumin, which I know is complicated, right? We took 5 shirim on Gardumin, not really, I mean 2 on why does the category of Gardumin apply to tzitzis and not to tefillin, and then yesterday was a half shir because of shir kali, so 2.5 shirim, right, on exactly how it plays out by tzitzis. But again, I think that Gardumin is a very important sugya because it got to a lot of the cores we've been talking about, right? How much is tzitzis defined as string? How much is it chelet plus lavan? And things like that. So tomorrow, I hope in one day, we can really do Kesher Elyon. I guess we should just wait, right? At this point, I'm looking at you guys, and I'm saying, I don't think we should start this now, which makes sense. So let me just outline what we're going to do. So as I said, one of the relevant things in this sugya that we sort of slipped over was the question of how exactly do we find this definitional knot, which is the Kesher Elyon. And we'll see that the majority of Rishonim will think that it is the Kesher that attaches it to the baguette. The Rashi's not going to think that. The questions you have to deal with are both the literary questions, which is, how do you understand the word Elyon in each way? Right? You just need to understand, like, how would you define the word Elyon such that it means top versus bottom? Right? How do you get to that? Right? Why would you say one? Why would you say the other? The second is, conceptually, what is the difference? Right, meaning what is the logic of saying that the biblical kesher, the biblical knot that you need to have, is the one that attaches it to the baguette, and or as opposed to holding that it's the one at the end of the chuliot. When you finish those mekorot, I want you to really read at least till the end of the Gemara, as much as you can, to the end of the daf. Right, where the Gemara is going to get into some of the details of how do you tie the chuliot. I don't think we're going to get so much into all the lamdos about it. We'll get into some of it. I want to make a few points on this amud. But like I said, fundamentally, I think we've covered a lot of the conceptual issues. And Ray Wasserman is going to give a practical tying thing. So once we've seen what all this is, right, he's going to show you what this actually looks like in practice, with tchelet and without tchelet, right? Meaning the way we tie, and this you'll see in Rashi and Tosfos, I want you to basically look through the Rashi and Tosfos here, is that it's different, right? I mean, when you only have lavan, so, right, we have the minag of the 5 knots with the, right, the 5 knots, the chulek. But the Rambam Shita of Chuliot, at least with Tchelet, is completely different, right? There's almost no knots at all, right? It's just those wraps.
Or I might not say I'm like, okay.
Okay, so we'll try to do that. I hope we get through Kesher Elyon in 1, maybe 2 days. Within 2 days, I want to be basically at Meridian at the bottom of Lamed Tesemet Aleph. Right, 3 lines from the bottom. Actually, even more than that, up to Lamed Tesemet Beis until Posileu Mitocho. I want to really be done with that by the end of the week. And then the next big sugya is Kilayim B'Tzitzis on Lamed Tesemet Beis. We have to do the question of both kilayim b'tzitzis and what materials you're allowed to use for tzitzis. Right, those are the 2 big sugyas, lamed beis to mem. Right, is what type of right can you use cotton? Can only be wool and linen. Right, this is a big. It's machlokas in the Gemara. It's machlokas la halacha. We should deal with that. What did you guys do with Reis Klar? You did Ksus Laila, right? Whether Ksus Laila means... Right, that's what he did with you, right?
No.
Isn't that what he did with you? The question of whether it means the clothes that you would wear at night or at night versus day?
No, I think
what
not.
Is that what he did?
I feel like we did that at some point with someone or someone.
I thought that's what he did with you.
No, by someone.
Okay, I wasn't going to do it because he said that's what he did already. Right, right. Wasserman did Lishma with you, right? That's why I didn't do Lishma. He didn't do that. Yeah, okay, if he didn't do that, we'll do it again. That's like one of the most basic sugyas, but he just said he did it with you. Fine. We have to do the number of tzitzis, right? The number of strings, because we've been assuming like the 4. But that's machlokes, b'sel b'shamai, right? 3 and 3, 3, which is 6, or 4, which is 8. We'll have to do that. There's a few other sugyas that I want to do. We can do the loig l'rosh sugya if you want, which is right wearing tzitzis in a cemetery and stuff like that. It's somewhere over here.
We did do tzitzis, right?
Well,
we did do tzitzis.
That's what I thought you did.
Yeah,
you did tzitzis. If you want to do it again, we can do it again. I don't care.
Yeah.
Are you guys okay?